Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're going to discuss how to avoid distractions today. And this information comes from LDS.org, a pretty interesting article on there. So after watching a magician perform a trick, our first thought is typically, well, how did he do that? And the answer is simple: misdirection. Have you thought of that before? Well, a skillful magician leads us to focus our attention on something that seems important while he accomplishes his trick on the side, and we usually miss it. We usually miss the trick and instead focus on what he wants us to focus on. We miss the thing we really want to see because there is something else that distracts us. Well, another way we can get distracted is when misdirection comes not from trickery, but from good things that seem really important at the time, really more important than they really are. Social media is one of those things. Has social media ever been a distraction to you where you think, oh, it's so important to scroll through. I really want to stay in touch with my friends, or I really want to stay up on this, or there's a big event happening in the world and Twitter is going to help guide me through this event. So maybe social media is your distraction. Maybe your distraction is a perfectly clean house, and now you've just got to have this perfectly clean house. Or maybe it's power or prestige or whatever your distraction is. It might not be bad. It's possibly a good thing in your life, but it may be distracting you from living your life wholeheartedly. Well, remember that one way to keep our main focus in life is to build that foundation on Christ. And Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints observed, "Sometimes faithful Latter-day Saints and sincere investigators begin to focus on the appendages instead of on the fundamental principles. That is, Satan tempts us to become distracted from the simple and clear message of the restored gospel." Well, a lot of times people are so distracted that they often give up on going to church at all. And they give up on a desire to serve and sacrifice. Well, distractions could be focusing on things in your meeting houses that have nothing to do with the gospel, but may consume your thoughts during church. So maybe a relationship with somebody in your ward has gone a bad direction and you just don't want to deal with it, so you'd rather just not go to church. Or maybe you're frustrated because you feel like you don't have a lot of friends in your area, and so you think, oh, I don't know, I don't really have anything in common with anybody in my area, so I'm just not going to go to this ward, or, you know, whatever it may be. Well, remember that a safe foundation in Jesus Christ is Christ and his teachings. And if you want to avoid life's distractions, practice daily focusing on Christ's love and service and teachings. Well, Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, "We are looking beyond the mark today. If we are more interested in the physical dimensions of the cross than in what Jesus achieved thereon, or when we neglect Alma's words on faith because we are too fascinated by the light-shielding hat reportedly used by Joseph Smith during some of the translating of the Book of Mormon, to neglect substance while focusing on process is another form of unsubmissively looking beyond the mark." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.